Good evening, Dr. Schneer, dictating a 6-minute walk test on Deborah Rayl, R-A-Y-L. This goes to Dr. Little. On 10-15-25, Mrs. Rayl performed a 6-minute walk test, period. Prior to ambulating, the room air saturation was 94%, period. The patient achieved 414 meters in 6 minutes. Saturation at the end of the study was 95%, period. New paragraph impression, normal exercise tolerance without demonstrable hypoxemia. Next, 6-minute walk test on Ricky Lacko, L-A-C-K-O. This goes to Dr. Ward. On 10-15-25, Mr. Lacko performed a 6-minute walk test, period. Prior to ambulating, the room air saturation was 96%, period. Patient achieved 560 meters in 6 minutes. Saturation at the end of the study was 96%, period. New paragraph impression, normal exercise tolerance without demonstrable hypoxemia. Next, 6-minute walk test on Michael Wolk, W-O-L-K. This goes to Dr. Dawson. On 10-15-25, Mr. Wolk performed a 6-minute walk test, period. Prior to ambulating, room air saturation was 98%, period. The patient achieved 536 meters in 6 minutes. And saturation at the end of the study was 95%, period. Of paragraph impression, normal exercise tolerance without demonstrable hypoxemia.
What?
Okay. Next, pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on ANNE Presley, P-R-E-S-L-E-Y. This goes to Dr. Pieper. On 10-15-25, Mrs. Presley performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry, period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was normal, and there was a severe degree of airways obstruction with insignificant change after bronchodilators, period. Compared to a prior study dated 5-8-25, there's been no significant change, period. To paragraph impression, severe chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component showing no progression. Next, pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on Thomas Mulligan. This goes to Dr. Christo Swan. On 10-15-25, Mr. Mulligan performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry, period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was normal, and there's a severe degree of airways obstruction with insignificant change after bronchodilators, period. Compared to a prior study dated 6-24-25. There's been some deterioration, period. New paragraph impression, severe chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component, showing some progression. Next, pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on Alice Kiefer, K-E-I-F-E-R. This goes to Dr. Lee Vaughn. On 10-15-25, Mrs. Kiefer performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry, period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was normal, without airways obstruction and without bronchoreactivity, period. Compared to a prior study dated 6-24-25, there's been improvement, period. To paragraph impression, normal study without bronchoreactivity showing improvement. Next, pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on Landora, L-A-N-D-O-R-A, Johnson. This goes to Dr. Thompson. On 10-16-25, Mrs. Johnson performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry, period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was normal, and there was a moderate degree of airways obstruction with insignificant change after bronchodilators, period, compared to a prior study dated 7-21-25. There's been some improvement, period. New paragraph impression, moderate chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component showing improvement. Next, pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on Mary Jane McQuaid. This goes to Comwell Health. On 10-15-25, Mrs. McQuaid performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry, period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was normal. There was no significant airways obstruction or bronchoreactivity, period. Compared to a prior study dated 7-16-25, there's been no change, period. New paragraph impression, normal study. Next, pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on Raymond McQuaid. This goes to Comwell Health. On 10-15-25, Mr. McQuaid performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry, period. Prior to the inhalation bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was normal, and there was a severe degree of airway obstruction with insignificant change after bronchodilators period compared to a prior study dated 7/16/25. There's been no significant change. Period, no paragraph impression, severe chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component showing no progression. Next, pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on Janetta, J-A-N-E-T-T-A, Kirby. This goes to Dr. Eisenhower on 10/15/25. Mrs. Kirby performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity is minimally impaired and there's a minimal degree of airways obstruction period. The air velocity index was less than 1 period. The ratio of FEF 25-75 over FEC was less than 0.8 period. There was no significant change after bronchodilators period compared to a prior study dated 7/23/25. There's been no significant change. Period, no paragraph impression, mild chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component showing no progression period. Thank you.